fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th of March. Now, prep tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to make sure every member of your team has an inflatable life jacket. An inflatable life jacket. You can find these on Amazon.com. I don't believe I have any on my John Survival and Tactical gear yet. I probably need to get some posted there. And I've seen some on eBay as well. That's your proper tip of the day. It can be literally a matter of life and death. So make sure every member of your team has an inflatable life jacket. Okay, in our second hour here, Tim Spencer is back with us, the second hour. We do have open lines. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. The life, Tim, in the news cycle of this alleged Russian collusion is a sight to behold. It gets fired up, it goes away. It gets fired up, it goes away. I would think that many in the public are getting a bit tired of this. What do you think, sir?
They've done polls, and the public as a whole is getting very tired of this. You know, I think that the majority of people with half a brain have come to the conclusion, I forgot who coined the term, but, you know, this whole thing is a nothing burger. And, you know, there's just nothing to it.
Right.
And, you know, it's a tremendous waste of money, of taxpayers' money, just to have this investigation. This guy Mueller, I don't remember how many lawyers he's got working for him, but it's a bunch, and and they're drawing lawyers' fees for doing it.
They are, absolutely. They are.
You know, it's a tremendous waste of money.
Well, the speculation I'm hearing now is that the goal of Mr. Mueller is to drag this out to have an adverse effect for Republicans in the upcoming elections this coming fall. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's his goal. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if this investigation didn't last the entire first term of President Trump. It really wouldn't surprise me. You know, it gives CNN and MSNBC and the other ilk like them fodder to feed to the masses and spin whichever way they want to spin it to make the president look as bad as possible. You know, just like
right.
This whole thing of you know, Russian collusion. Well, the man is supposed, as we stated last hour, the man right. is supposed to make contact with the Russians and the Chinese, you know.
Well, there's about one American in 50,000 who's had anywhere near the level of experience in investigating civil and criminal matters that I've got. Maybe one in 100,000 might be more accurate. My first civil investigation, trial preparation, if you will, was 1972, a complex, lengthy, expensive federal antitrust lawsuit. And I've had hundreds, literally hundreds, of investigations, both civil and criminal, since then, the past 46 years. Some of them very lengthy, some of them very complex, and some of them with the most egregious consequences up in the civil area, up to $100 million being at risk, and in the criminal area, people's lives themselves being at risk. So I'm no stranger. I'm no stranger at all to what investigations are, what it takes to accomplish one, what it takes to be successful. I never had the resources of the FBI at my fingertips. I've worked with the FBI on several matters, but I never had any control over the world-class investigative capabilities of the FBI, the Department of Justice. But even with the limited resources I had available to myself, limited as they were, I know what I could accomplish in a reasonably short period of time, up to a year. I never worked a murder case that took more than a year to do trial preparation on, and that would be more the norm than not for a complex murder case involving a lot of investigation, locating witnesses, taking statements, finding evidence, and so forth. A year would be about the norm for a complex murder, homicide investigation. It's been more than a year. And these men and women working for Mr. Mueller, they have resources I could only dream of in terms of investigators, forensics, access to subpoena power, almost without limit. And what have they got? A big nothing burger. That's it. Mm-hmm. A big nothing burger. If I was assigned to this and I came up with what these guys have, I think I may change my name and leave the country. I'd be so humiliated.
I understand what you're saying. I agree.
You know, but they don't. If they feel any humiliation, it's certainly not evident. If they feel any embarrassment, it's certainly not evident. They move forward as if what they're doing is normal and reasonable and professional, when in the eyes of somebody like myself who has 46 years experience in complex litigation, they're a joke. They're an absolute joke, Tim. That's what they are to me.
Oh, I agree. And if you notice, the only things that they have charged anyone with is lying. You know, I don't know if you'd call it surgery, but lying to the FBI or whatever. That's the only thing that anybody's been actually charged with.
Right. And that's grasping at straws. That is really,
it is.
I recall some of the, when I was doing a lot of criminal work, a lot of criminal investigations, there were certain police departments that they've cleaned up their acts. I won't mention them. There's no sense in humiliating them since they have cleaned up their act. But there were certain police departments that way too commonly, one of the more frequent charges we found was resisting arrest and no other charge.
I've seen that personally many, many times.
And when you see that, you know, once in a while, yeah, I could see that happening. But when it happens over and over and over again, you know, if you're in the system like I was, if you're in the system, you know that you're seeing the consequences of bad leadership in the police department, poor training, poor command and control. And that's what I'm seeing here. This is similar to what they're coming up with. It's similar to resisting arrest. Yes. The first question, if I'm sitting across the interview table from somebody charged with resisting arrest, my first question is, what was the probable cause? What was the probable cause to even initiate the arrest? And usually it's something that has nothing to do with reality in terms of violating anything in the Missouri Criminal Code.
Exactly. I've seen it happen so many times. And their definition of resisting now has become, I don't know what the word is.
Nebulous. Nebulous.
Yes. That's the word, yes. I mean, you're pulling back on your arm when they go to handcuff you, that's resisting.
Right.
If you ask why you're under arrest, that's resisting.
Right. Well, there are people who, when you put the steel bracelets on, it really, really hurts. I mean, there's some people who are extremely sensitive in that part of their body. So, of course, they're going to pull away and say, oh, that hurts. Well, if it hurts, it hurts.
Right. And that's resistance.
When the Republicans released their memorandum, it's been about a month ago now, I believe, I was hoping, finally we can put this thing to rest. But that obviously has not happened. It needs to happen. We need to put this behind us and move on. Now, the movers and shakers of Washington, D.C., they know what you and I, us barefoot hillbillies in the Ozarks, they know what you and I know. They know that this is a nothing burger on both sides, don't they, Tim?
Oh, sure they do. Everybody does. It's purely political. Everybody knows it. The only people that don't seem to catch on is CNN and MSNBC and even Fox occasionally. I don't trust any of them. I don't watch any of them.
No. Well, Fox is
CNN. And the rest. Only time I watch CNN is for a natural disaster because they're usually first on the spot with the cameras.
Right. Well, let's do a segue back to an earlier part of our conversation, and that's Mike Adams and his new platform. I'm really enthusiastic about what Mike has done. I have great hope that it will help us all achieve our mutual goal of having a viable, excellent platform that the communists can't get their hands on. And what I've read so far leads me to believe that this certainly will be the case. Mike Adams is a brilliant young man who does really good work, and the trolls that operate, or the communists that run YouTube, and I don't know what else to call them except communists, they've shown their true colors. Mike Adams is, I've read and watched a lot of his work, Mike Adams tells the truth in a respectful way, using good sources. He doesn't get into name calling or making things up or getting carried away with emotion. It's just good journalism, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I really like his writing style too. He lays the situation out in usually a fairly non-accusatory way, and yeah, I like his writing, and I like, the fact that he backs up everything he says with sources.
Absolutely.
That part I really appreciate.
He has a scientific background to get into areas of science and medicine that few people really understand at the level he understands it. And that's been his primary focus, is health-related matters on one hand. On the other, he's quite talented in the geopolitical areas as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And I attribute a lot of that. People might not know this about Mike, but he's lived in different countries besides the U.S. He's gotten out there and seen the world. And when I say lived there, I don't mean a vacation. I mean actually lived in other countries. So he's got a good handle on the world situation.
Well, it does give you a different perspective. And my short time in Prague last summer opened up my eyes to a few things. I hope to be back in Prague this coming September. We shall see. Professor McCanny has spent a number of years living in foreign countries, mostly right. South border, but and I don't know where all his travels have taken him. But it does change your perspective to be in foreign lands for more than just 2 weeks laying on a beach, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. When you've got to interact with the economy, you've got to interact with your neighbors who are locals. Yeah, it changes your perspective in big time. You know, you understand the struggles that they are having, you know, and you figure out real quick, well, this isn't what the news shows me is happening in this country, but you learn real quick what's really going on.
Exactly. Well, like I say, I submitted my application to Mike's platform. It is real.video to participate in this. And I'm looking forward to getting a positive response and this whole platform moving forward so all of us can participate in that and have something to take the place of YouTube.
Right.
YouTube has been a wonderful platform to help millions of people get information, but it's lived its life. It's time to move on and establish a new platform that the communists, socialists, Democrats cannot tamper with, isn't it, Tim?
It is. It is. You know, it's just like when you and I were talking privately the other night. It's just a matter of time before you and I both are booted off YouTube. It's going to happen.
Right.
It's just, you know, they're going after the big names first.
Well, they are. And it reminds me when I ran for U.S. Congress in 1996 against Dick Gephardt, when it was revealed that in a Republican primary that I was picked out by Gephardt to go after, all the other eight candidates in the primary, they all wanted to be picked on by Gephardt also because it was a badge of accomplishment that right. I was the candidate looked at as the most threatening by Dick Gephardt, that he would go to the extent of committing a crime of accessing my credit report without authority. So the other eight candidates, they all wanted to have that status as well. Of course, none of them did. None of them did. If only the voters had figured out the same thing, that John Moore was the only perceived viable threat in that election. The other eight candidates were not. I didn't win the primary, and in hindsight, you know, that's probably what needed to happen because my life wouldn't have gone in the direction that it's gone. And if it had gone the other direction, Tim, I would be up in Washington, D.C. right now with people like Maxine Waters. Oh, what a treat be.
That's like to cause somebody to resign. Can you imagine having to sit in a committee next to her? You know, 2 feet
I
away.
I would not wish that.
Not me.
I would not. No, you. I would figure out a way to not be in close proximity to her, hopefully. But being in proximity to that kind of ignorance and so forth is not my idea of fun. But that didn't happen, so it's really not a concern. I did not get elected to U.S. Congress. So, Tim, this new platform, tell us about the other one you're already making use of, what the name it is and what they're doing.
Sure. Well, the easiest way for folks to get there and look at it is go to my website, ruralsurvival.info, right in the middle of the main page. There's a graphic you click on, and that takes you to freedom.social. Now, what this platform is a video platform. It's a social networking platform, and it is a like a classified ads listing, and I'll tell you.
Okay, let's continue that after the break, Tim. We'll continue this part of our conversation after the break.
Sure.
Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of March. Into the second week of March already. How about that? Visiting with Tim Spencer. We're talking about all kinds of things. You got a question or a comment? We do have open lines at 800-313-9443. Tim, before the break, you were talking about freedom.social. Let's continue that, sir.
Right. Okay, well, I think this website was developed by Mr. Kent Lewis, the way I understand things, in an attempt to present some direct opposition to the, quote, New World Order. And he's done a fantastic job. They also have what they call 1776 tokens, which people can buy for 25 cents each, and they can be used on the what's called Freedom Market, which is like a classified ad site where you can buy various things. I've got my flash drives listed on there also. But anyway, the platform itself is free to use. You know, I think they give you 10 of these 1776 tokens just for signing up. And, you know, it's a good thing. You know, I don't have any illusions this has a better chance of failing than it does of being successful, but it doesn't cost anything to play with it. And the only reason I said that is because, you know, there's no real big names involved in this, and there's a lot of people uploading videos to it, like Greg Hunter, and first one I thought of, I think InfoWars is uploading to it. X22 Report, you know, our friend, mutual friend Dave, he's uploading to it. I mean, so it might take off, it might not. I just don't know. But it doesn't cost anything to play with it.
All right, all right. Well, it sounds like something that needs to be looked into. This technology that we're experiencing, it all took off in the mid-90s. I think I got my first email account about, would have been about 1995, 1996, along there, using a primitive form of internet access called Web TV, which was a black box. Was a black box and a keyboard that let you use your TV set and the telephone line to connect to the internet. Now, I actually made use of that for probably 4 or 5 years before I finally gave up and got a real internet connection. But regardless, this technology is rapidly changing our world, all this technology. I was reading recently, Tim, that people in England, and I'm sure it's happening in this country as well, they're finding out that five and six-year-olds don't have the strength in their hands and fingers to properly hold a pencil because they've never made use of those muscles. That's pretty scary, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, and I look at my own grandchildren. Now, thankfully, they're not allowed to be online constantly. But, you know, it's almost like an addiction with them. You know, battery's dead on the tablet. My little 4-year-old granddaughter has a fit. But, you know, that's just life. And talking about the technology is advanced, I'm just reading the headline here on Zero Hedge. First U.S. real estate transaction in blockchain completed. What's next? And it goes on to say that Vermont is heading towards blockchain recording of real estate transactions. And the next two states, I believe they said, was Colorado and Arizona that are going to be kicking this in. So no more paper deeds, I guess.
Really? I don't see that happening in Missouri anytime soon.
I never did. No, we're 20 years behind everybody. And I'm not looking
forward to
the idea of a paper deed.
Well, these leather-bound volumes go back to pre-Civil War era, back to the 1820s or so. I've made use in research projects of these leather-bound volumes. They're large, they're heavy, and they're permanent. And I like that.
I do, too.
Well, we went through a period of time transitioning from wood courthouses to stone and brick courthouses to make sure that archives were properly protected. I know I visited many, many courthouses in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee. Almost all of them are built in a manner that they can't burn down. They're all concrete and stone and brick, and they have vaults set aside to preserve the court documents, the real estate documents, and so forth. I hope that that will not be the case for Missouri, that they will go to these electronic ways of storing information. That's not wise at all.
Well, I agree with
you, John,
1,000%.
Yeah, I do hear music. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 8th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there. I've been working with Tim to reorganize some of the items there so they're more consolidated when it comes to the violent earth changes that our planet is going through. My presentation in Dallas near the end of this month will have to do with that. Part of that involves all of you, and that's the all of you who've been finding the images of continents with new coastlines. We have another one ready to be posted. I need to talk to Tim about getting it up there. And yet the list continues to grow here in 2018. If you find one yourself, an image on a TV show or a movie of a continent with new coastlines, get that screen capture to me. I'll get it posted. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. Also, of course, our energy cleaners. We talked 24 minutes last hour about the energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner. This is my home business. When you place your order, I box them up. I take them to a little country post office in Cherryville where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet on Friday evenings for $8. How about that? Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. Yes, I do offer, from me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I do, from me to you. So check it out. Check out the energy cleaner. Check out the mattress pads. And you can call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800 592-9543. Visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. And it's a place where you can learn anything and everything there is about to know about hobby farms, right, Tim?
Well, between the downloads and the articles, I would say that is a very fair assumption, John. We've got hundreds of both, all completely free to use.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, people need to check out ruralsurvival.info. Tim, we're talking about technology. And there's a lot of speculation, about where this is going. I was talking to somebody yesterday about graphic novels, and I said, oh, yeah, books for people who can't read. But that's what, and, you know, in my opinion is shared by many others, not everybody, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You're entitled to your own opinion. I call them comic books just to get a little dig into people who think that graphic novels are great.
Right.
I personally want nothing to do with graphic novels. I recall when I was in Vietnam, Tim, they had graphic novels. They were typically in a format similar to a comic book, but they had graphic novels were very popular in Vietnam because the level of literacy there was pretty low, to say the least, and they were quite popular. And for the same reason, the graphic novels are growing in popularity in this country. What do you think, sir?
I think you're right. I really do. You know, I don't remember when or what it was I was reading, but I remember how surprised I was at the lack of literacy in some of our bigger cities. You know, like only 70% of the population, I think it was Detroit, it could have been Baltimore or Chicago. I remember saying like 71% of the people can read at a functional level. You know, and my question is, what do those other 29% do that can't? How do they survive?
I don't know. Men and women who are illiterate or semi-literate, it's a hard life that they've got ahead of them. And my heart goes out to them. Usually, it's not their fault. It's a fault of these public schools. If the parents are illiterate, they can't possibly have any hope of teaching their, their people what needs to be taught.
Right.
It's a shame. It's a tragedy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you know, and there's no excuse for it nowadays. Back 20 years ago, John, I got hired to teach a man who at the time was 75 years old how to read. He had to quit school in third grade. Or at the beginning of his third grade year, to work to help support his mother and his brother and sister. And that was through no fault of his own. But the man was right at genius level, you know, in my opinion, and him learning to read only consisted of teaching him phonics. Once he got that down, he was gone.
Right.
I mean, he was out of there like a shot.
Tim, I need to ask you, something's come up here that I need to take care of for about 3 minutes. Can you carry the show for about 3 to 4 minutes for me, please?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Okay, thank you. I'll be back as quick as I can.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. This is Open Lines today. John's having to take a break for a couple of minutes. One headline I wanted to convey to everybody. I planned on doing this with John. I found this encouraging. This is a headline on Zero Hedge. The liberal world order is in jeopardy. Global populism, I can't talk, populism rises the highest level since World War II. Now, what that headline tells me, folks, is people are getting smart. They are basically figuring out that this idea of a new world government is a crock, that it will hurt them, not help them in their individual lives. So, you know, that's something to think about. That is a hopeful headline. And let's hope this continues on a global basis. We already see it happening in Sweden, in Germany, in the United Kingdom, and pretty much throughout the European Union. Look at Poland. for an example. You know, they flat out said no to all these refugees coming in and trashing their culture. So this is a hopeful sign, and we can hope it continues. Anyway, folks, call in number 800-313-9443. Okay, John.
I'm back, Tim. Thank you for carrying that. That was
not a problem.
An issue that was resolved pretty easily. Well, I agree with you, Tim. I find it, and I've said this before, I find it ironic and very gratifying that the former East European communist countries are the standing tall and standing firm against the Muslim invasion, with the exception of Germany, of course, which is partly East and partly West. And
right.
Angela Merkel did manage to get herself reelected. Do you think that was a fair and a free election for Angela?
The way their system is set up, I've never really considered it free and fair, John. It's basically who has the majority in their parliament. And she did some backroom deals, no doubt, and got what she wanted. But, you know, it's the way I understand things, it's not like this country where we vote for a person. Now, I could be wrong, but that's the way I understand it. If I'm wrong, tell me, John. But the way I understand it is they vote for a group, a party.
Right, right. It's a system that's certainly different than ours. But we've got Hungary, Czech Republic, Poland, others. I'm not sure about this. I think Austria is standing up,
Romania,
aren't they?
Romania, I think.
Romania.
Again, John?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So it's, you know, the entire continent, Europe is a fairly compact place.
It is.
People have been traveling back and forth, going to school in one country, marrying a woman from another country, establishing a business in a third country for centuries. So they all know each other. They understand each other's cultures. They've been at war off and on for centuries as well with each other. So there's a lot of awareness in Europe over what works and what doesn't work. Awareness that Sweden is basically committing national suicide, for example. Germany is not far behind them. I have a lot of respect for the East European countries doing the right thing, protecting their people, protecting their culture, protecting their economy and their country. It's politically incorrect to talk about the inbreeding of Muslims, isn't it, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, just us mentioning it could probably get this show banned on YouTube. But no, you know, again, how dare you tell the truth? But you're right. You know, it's either the Quran or the Hadith says, you know, first cousin is as far away from your family as you can marry. I don't remember which one it is. I certainly don't remember chapter and verse, but I remember reading it. And
I would like to get some clarification on that. I knew it was allowed to marry your first cousin. What I was not aware of till just now is that's as far away from your immediate family as you can get.
Yeah,
which is not correct.
I don't know if it's a recommendation. I don't remember, John, if it's a recommendation or a demand, but I remember that stated. And of course, slave girls are different, you know, or classified differently. That's a different thing completely. That's for pleasure.
Exactly. Exactly. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Well, hello. You're talking about Angela Merkel and the continued uncontrolled immigration into Germany.
Right.
Is this a manifestation of an ongoing attempt to bring down Europe by bringing down Germany specifically? It's been going on.
It's hard
since
to say. I'll give you my response, and Tim, you give a follow-up.
Sure.
What Merkel has said publicly is she doesn't want to be looked at as anti-immigrant or a racist due to the unfortunate events, unpleasantness of the 1930s and 1940s, that she wants to be inclusive and not be looked at as a racist or anti-immigrant because of what happened 75, 80 years ago. Do you have any follow-up?
Well, yeah, I've heard the same thing. The bottom line is Merkel almost didn't survive this election cycle because of that stance. You know, right now in Germany, you can be arrested, charged, arrested, fined, and or incarcerated for posting something on Facebook that does not meet the government standards for political correctness. So to answer John's question, yes, I believe this is part of a design to take down the European Union, Europe as a whole, and cause multiculturalism, multinationalism throughout the continent. That's my personal belief. So, you know, but you asked.
Well, as a precursor to bring to what? I understand Angela Merkel has a family has ties to the KGB. Does she?
I missed that last part of what you said, John. Could you say that one more time, buddy?
Angela Merkel has
ties to the KGB.
She has ties to what?
Yes. Absolutely.
The KGB.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was
Hello?
Common knowledge.
My understanding. Right.
Well,
my understanding is she was part of the Secret Service in East Germany when there still was an East Germany.
Actually, the Stasi, John.
Stasi.
Well, Secret Service, Secret Police, Stasi, synonyms. Yeah.
Yes.
An economic and social collapse in Germany mean for the left, for the rest of Europe? Western Europe, Eastern Europe, what?
All right, to start with, John, if there is a economic collapse, Germany will be the last country out of all the other European countries for that to occur in. Germany is actually set quite well economically, financially, a huge industry and manufacturing base. I don't see Germany collapsing before everything else does, including the UK.
Mm-hmm. Well, does the current regime in Russia see Germany as the key to? Still see Germany as the key to the hegemony in Europe?
Well, when it was the Soviet Union, yes. Okay, that was the short answer during the tenure of the Soviet Union. Now, I'll be honest with you, John, I'm not so sure. You know, I don't think that Vladimir Putin has a great design on taking over Europe. At least what he portrays is he just wants to coexist. Now, that said, we don't know what their true plans are. We can guess. We can look at what some defectors have said for the past 40 years. We just don't know for sure.
And last of all, as the World War II generation, as the last of them pass on, and this event passes completely into history, is it likely that a revisionist view of it will become more acceptable to the population? And how will this affect people's present view of the world or the United States view of the United States, proper role in the world, and possible to disengage from a one world order?
Well, John, that's a great question, a set of questions that could take up part of a semester in a college geopolitical class, couldn't it, Tim?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. John, a short answer is the attitudes are already changing. Globally, they're changing to the detriment of the United States because of the action of about our past five or six presidents. That's the short answer. There's also several answers to what's going on inside this country right now with all the what they call the greatest generation dying off. There is a lack of morals, a lack of dedication, a lack of tenacity that is demonstrated now that was never demonstrated back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. So I hope that helps answer your question a little bit.
What I was going to know, is there any chance of, you know, of the propaganda version of the Second World War being sort of torn down?
Oh, sure there is.
The myth of
what they've done to the War of Northern Aggression.
Not the Civil War, World War II.
Well, he's just using that for comparison. The story about World War II as it applies to the United States is so convoluted and wrong. It needs to be addressed. And I, as a member of the American Legion and the VFW, I noticed some of that happening in their publications already and have been for years. John, we're pretty much out of time here. We got a few minutes left, but thank you for your call, sir. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s, were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 8th of March. Tim, you got a radio show every Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time.
Right.
Do you have any guests planned for the Saturday, day after tomorrow?
Yes. Rick from Missouri, a normal regular caller to your show, is going to be on talking about wine. And I misstated something. I went and looked back at an old email. Rick did not win any awards, but many people have told him that his wine is much, much better than people that have won awards. I mean, they've actually done comparisons side by side at his house. So
yeah, last time I was wrong
on that statement.
Last time I looked into it, a person at their home could make 5 gallons of wine without needing a permit from the federal government to make wine. In fact, you were 18 years old in the Navy before you found out you couldn't make as much whiskey at home as you wanted to, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. That's a true story. It never came up when I was a kid. Everybody made it, you know?
Uh-huh.
It just never came up that it was illegal.
Well, it's legal up to a point. Laura I worked with, he got a permit from the ATF to make alcohol during the oil embargo in 1973. And he did make alcohol. He was running a Chevy Blazer on it back and forth from his home and his office in Clayton, Missouri. Okay. We move forward with all these issues. We continued our situational awareness, and that's one of your mantras, is situational awareness, isn't it, Tim?
Oh, it is. It is. Like I tell people, you know, I don't walk by a window in my house without looking out of it. You know, I've trained myself. You know, if I get out of the out of the parking lot at the grocery store, I'm surveying the whole area. As I get out, I'm looking. You know, it's not that I'm afraid or paranoid. It just makes sense, you know, to look around. Now, we don't have any major problems around here, but, you know, in a city or even a suburban environment, you need to absolutely know what's around you. Here on the farm, you need to know if there's a black bear that's kind of cranky this morning, you know, or, you know, if there's half a dozen coyotes that are hungry and, you know, your little granddaughter looks like food to them. You know, there's still things to pay attention to here.
Right. Well, I'm the same way, obviously. And when I usually park some distance from all the other cars because I don't want my Lincoln Town Car doors to be banged up by other people's doors.
Right.
You know, as I'm walking across the parking lot, I'm not only concerned about my own safety, but I'm on the lookout to make sure that the women and children are safe. Also, that's just my persona, who I am.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And. It's a good habit, I think, that I want to encourage everybody to be looking into. Even if you can't intervene, you could at least dial 911, couldn't you?
Oh, positively. And that's about, you know, after I've lost this leg, that's about all I could do is dial 911 unless I'm carrying. You know, I guess I could bounce around on one leg and fold up my wheelchair and hit them over the head with it, but that'd be about it.
Well, once you got your prosthesis, you'll be ambulatory again, so that won't be an issue once you get your prosthesis.
Very true.
Tim, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Enjoyed it.
Talk privately soon. Appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Okay, buddy.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.